November 26th, Robbie Dillmore.
Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men.
Robbie is a car guy. He's been a car guy since 1971 when he started out at the dealership, washing cars. Over the course of 27 years, he worked his way up from service to parts to sales to owning a dealership. And from there, the God of the universe called Robbie to do more. In 2006, he started the Christian Car Guy radio show, which is now syndicated nationally on 73 radio stations. The show can also be accessed as a live stream on the internet and as a podcast. In 2008, he began hosting Kingdom Pursuit, a one-hour live show on radio and internet. He also co-hosts Masculine Journey Radio and Disciple Magazine. And since the year 2000, he has taught the special needs Sunday school class at Calvary Baptist Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. On this date, in 2016, Dillmore posted a story called 4 Days Late But Right on Time on the Christian Car Guy website.
Don't miss an opportunity to listen. Lean into another man's fear and share Jesus. Stretched to the limit, Robbie Dillmore was feeling strained trying to run a car dealership and to oversee details on the construction of a new building when Johnny, a top car salesman, stopped in with some bad news. "Robbie, I've been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer," Johnny announced. Searching for the right words, Robbie replied, "I'm so sorry to hear that, Johnny." He rallied his positivity and added, "You're gonna be fine. I'll pray for you. Don't worry about it. I had cancer almost 8 years ago and I'm fine." The message seemed clear to Johnny. "Don't worry, keep your chin up. Now get out there and do what you do best, sell cars." That wasn't the reply the salesman was looking for. Robbie had a settled faith in God, but Johnny wasn't there yet. And he wasn't interested in being reminded that Robbie had had cancer and was cured. He was concerned about his own life and looking for a listening ear, not a "don't be worried about your cancer" pitch. As Johnny turned away, Robbie noticed the doomed look on Johnny's face. It was then he realized he had missed a valuable opportunity, an opportunity to listen and lean into another man's fear and share Jesus. Early that August, Robbie got a call from Johnny's wife. She explained Johnny was laying in a coma at the hospital after surgery to remove his pancreas. "Please come to the hospital," she pleaded. "They aren't sure he's gonna make it." When Robbie got to the hospital, the doctor informed the family he might not make it through the night. The next few hours were critical. Visiting with the family, Robbie learned Johnny had once gotten angry with a preacher and quit going to church. That may have explained his reluctance to take part in any conversation about God. "Please pray for him," his wife pleaded. Robbie spent the night praying for Johnny and himself as well. He had worked with Johnny for 5 years and he had never shared the gospel with him. Robbie promised God if he would give Johnny more time, Robbie would introduce him to Jesus. 4 days after surgery, Robbie learned that Johnny had come out of his coma, and Robbie determined to make good on his promise. This time, he wisely asked God to give him the right words. When he went to see Johnny, Robbie said, "You know, Johnny, when you were in that coma and things didn't look good, I made a deal with God." "What kind of deal?" Johnny said. "I promised that if he would give you some more time, I'd help you get to know him better. And if you didn't know him, I would introduce him." Then Johnny looked at him and said, "A deal's a deal. You better get to it." So Robbie did. Later that afternoon, while listening to a song called 4 Days Late by Bill and Gloria Gaither, the Holy Spirit enabled Johnny to put his trust in Jesus Christ. He placed his faith in the one who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live." That's John 11:25. Is there someone you're hesitant to share Jesus with? Instead of assuming they aren't ready to hear about Jesus, assume God has chosen you to tell them. Don't miss an opportunity to listen. Lean into another man's fear and share Jesus.
Well, good day, 365 Christian Men. My name is Russell, and it is November 26th. Just heard a story of Robbie Dillmore, and one of the things that really jumped out at me in this story was kind of four different pieces, and it was early on in the story. It was about the car dealership and how he worked his way up in this. And he started out in the service area, then he went to the parts, and he went into sales, and eventually had ownership of the car dealership. And I love the progression of those four pieces, how it starts relatively simple and finishes kind of with the grand finale of ownership. And as I was thinking about that, I was reminded of really my favorite scripture, and I have it written down in my little notebook here. And it comes from the Apostle Paul in the book of Philippians. It's Philippians 4, 8, and 9. And it kind of follows the same progression, if you will, as Robbie Dillmore in his career path. And Paul gives us some wonderful advice. Let me just read this to you real quickly. Again, Philippians 4, verses 8 and 9, and it says this. And now, dear friends, fix your thoughts on what is true and right. Think about things that are pure, lovely, and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Keep putting into practice all you have learned from me and heard from me and saw me doing, and the God of peace will be with you. You know, and I just think about that in Philippians 4, the progression of us as Christ followers. You know, sometimes it starts relatively simple, and maybe it's just a service project that we do, or even attending service, if you will, not giving just part of us to God and His glory, but giving it all to Him. The sales part of it is really letting people know that you are a Christ follower and inviting people to join you in that journey of faith. And finally, you know what? We just get to take ownership of it all and feel good about the things we've done. And my recommendation today could be a challenge as well, is to go into Philippians 4, 8, and 9 and read that over again and just check it out and say, you know what? This is a life worth living, without a doubt. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.